surprised about this move. This move gives us a better chance over the next 2 years to repeat and hopefully get another championship. That's been our goal all along, to get to the point of competitiveness and win a championship and hopefully win multiple championships. And this is the type of move that helps us come closer to that goal.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza, as we even work on holidays, because that's how much we care about you, regardless of what you're doing, to have fun on MLK Day when you're not working. Please also take a moment to reflect on exactly why we are celebrating and having a holiday today, and all of the many different contributions and attempted contributions of Dr. King, because it's more important now, probably, than ever before in terms of where we are as a society and all the things we got going on. But we've been pretty football-centric here on the show, and we had a big move happen. Stupid us, Barry, because all last week we were talking about nothing but the high-level prospects the Astros would have to give up if they were going to go after another starting pitcher like Gerrit Cole. And lo and behold, on Saturday, during the Astros Fan Fest, a trade was announced, although kept from one member of the Fan Fest participation list in terms of the Astros team, which I thought was unfortunate. Joe Musgrove was at the event and participating fully. They waited till he got to the airport to get on a flight back to San Diego to let him know that he was part of a four-player contingent going to Pittsburgh in exchange for the sought-after Gerrit Cole, the starting pitcher for the Pirates. Musgrove, along with Michael Feliz, third baseman Colin Moran, and minor league outfielder Jason Martin going to Pittsburgh. In return, the Astros bolster an already above average and very, very good starting rotation by adding Cole.
I believe sixth in the AL and ERA last year for their starting rotation. So, yeah, in this case, I think the rich get richer.
Yeah, I think for what they could have, when you heard the names like Whitley and Tucker being thrown around as potential guys thrown into the mix that could go to Pittsburgh in order to get a guy like Cole, and when they weren't talking like that, they were talking Martez, they were talking Derek Fisher, they were talking about a lot of names that we were like, should you really go that far? And is it really worth all that? Well, when I saw what was finally decided upon, I'm like, I'm good with that.
Yeah, somebody had asked me on Twitter, did they give up too much? And the answer is unequivocally no.
Right.
My concern was when they were talking about Cole and some of the two or three top prospects in the Astros minor league system, the concern is that you're basically giving up your future for a two-year rental. And I made the point because I know a lot of people say, well, you know, if you can get better with proven commodities, then you give up prospects. That's kind of the deal in baseball. And while I agree with that, you have to be careful, because this is why we had to endure 300 loss plus seasons in Houston. It's because Drayton McClain continuously gutted the farm system to go out and get, quote, proven commodities. And at that point, it became a time to rebuild. And so they had to start over, which is why they suck so bad for so long. So you do want to go out and get better when you have opportunities, real opportunities, but you don't want to mortgage the future if you don't have to. And so I think in this way, what they did is the perfect mix. This is how you do a trade like this. So they gave up, like you said, Musgrove, Feliz, Martin, and Moran for Cole. I'm fine with that, because none of those guys in 2 years are going to be the difference between the Astros winning and losing a World Series. None of those guys, including Martin, the guy that they had in the minors. I mean, he was one of four or five outfielders with similar tools.
If you look at in-depth evaluation of where he will be in 5 years, they said a utility-type outfielder. He's not going to be a guy that rips the cover off the ball or is like...
He's fast. He doesn't have power. I think he played in like Port St. Lucie or not Port... It was up in Maine or something like that, where his power quadrupled. And that's because that's a home run hitter's league. Mm-hmm. But that's not, he's not a power guy. He's a speed guy. And he's one of those, there's about four or five guys in their system all right around each other, and he was in that cluster. So he's not Tucker. He's not Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is...
He's closer to Tony Kemp.
The gym. Yeah, that's a great comparison. But Kyle Tucker is the gym in that farm system that could be your replacement, mm-hmm. or will be a replacement for this team in the outfield in the next couple of years. So you didn't give that up. You gave up a bunch of guys. I mean, you gave up some...
like you said, as opposed to what was being rumored around, you not only keep your A1 prospect of the outfield in Tucker, but you also hang on to a guy like Whitley, who was your number one pitching prospect, but more so than anything else, too, you hang on to a guy like Derek Fisher, who in a short span didn't exactly rip the cover off the ball per se, but he has a sweet-looking swing, he's very polished in the outfield, he is fast, and he's got a lot of tools to where you wanted to give him another shot to see how he could develop and how he gets more experience with Major League Pitching. So you didn't have to give up any of those things. I don't like giving up Musgrove simply because of the fact that I like where he was developing in the bullpen. But look, I'm fine with the package. I always thought Feliz had a very live arm, but I thought that he really went the wrong direction and stayed there about after midseason last year. So overall, I'm great with it. They didn't have to touch the elite prospects, and they got better again.
Yeah, you got some depth in your rotation because now, I mean, think about this, though. Their bullpen got better because of this trade.
Yep.
And it was the point I made on Twitter. By getting rid of Musgrove and adding Garrett Cole, this is the sign that Brad Peacock will now be mm-hmm. in your bullpen. Mm-hmm. So you basically swapped out Musgrove for Peacock and the Bully. That's what this trade does. So you're better in the bullpen. You're now better in your rotation, mm-hmm. and you've given up nothing to get that way.
Here's the thing where Jeff Luhnow should get even more credit from a financial standpoint, because we know that Jim Crane can be a little bit frugal, and he doesn't want to get into the money wars that the Red Sox and the Dodgers and the Yankees get into. But instead of going out and spending $18 million a year for a Wade Davis, or spending for some of the bullpen names that were being thrown and bantered around early in the hot stove league this offseason, he improved his bullpen, like you said, but he did it at a very reasonable cost by doing it the way he did. Because they have 2 years with Garrett Cole. This is the window when they're going for it anyway. Peacock moves to the bullpen. Peacock has a very affordable contract, not even close to sniffing double digits in the millions, let alone the Wade Davis-type numbers or other numbers. They did what they did to reconstruct their bullpen and did it at a really good price.
Yeah, I think that they've overpaid a little bit for Cole. I think I saw projections at around 4.5.
I'm still good with it.
Per year, and when he renegotiated him, he went ahead and went to arbitration with Pittsburgh, and they got to $6.7 million for him, which I thought was a little high. But for what he has and what he can do, that's actually a pretty good bargain to get him at that level. So I think now your rotation sets up to be, you've got Verlander, Keuchel, Cole, McCullers and Morton. Mm-hmm. Charlie Morton. And then you'll see McHugh slide to the Bully. You'll see Peacock for sure move to the Bully. But what this does is if they have another year like they did last year where their Keuchel goes down for an extended period of time, or McCullers, or these guys are getting injured, you've got depth because you can always have McHugh and Peacock come back into this rotation. You're really not, I mean, it's still a good solid rotation, no matter what happens. So it's good depth, and you know you'll have 2 years for Cole, and he's arbitration eligible this year. He got his money, 6.7. He has one more year of arbitration, then becomes a free agent.
Yeah, so we'll and here's the thing too. You look at what the Yankees did, and they just had to completely overspend again. And I know that they can, but at some point, still they had to shed a lot of different salaries. They were trying to shed as many contracts as they could to try and at least get back some of it. But the Astros combat one bat with a bunch of arms and a little bit of a restructuring of who's going to do what in their roles. And I think they've gotten way better as opposed to what the Yankees did with just Stanton. And they did it from a very good financial standpoint. So that's always great because you aren't in New York, Boston, or L.A., and you don't have those revenue streams or can spend like they do, but you can compete with them now, and you stay right where you should be, which is right on top, which is fantastic.
And don't forget, I mean, the only thing that you were talking about, Luhnow, making that bullpen better, and I do agree with that, that they've added a lot of quality depth in Smith and Rondon, as well as now moving Peacock to the pen and McHugh. Because when you look at it versus Martez and Hoyt and other guys that were the middle of your bullpen, yeah, that's definitely a lot better. But the problem is that hammer, they still don't have that hammer. And he didn't go out and get that hammer yet. It's not over, but they don't have that hammer yet. Giles is a serviceable closer, middle of the pack. But I still think that I would like to see him go out and try to get a guy that you can count
I'm
on
not a Giles guy,
in the playoffs to close out games.
And not have to go to starters.
Not have to go to McCullers and Morton to close out games.
The guys you added have the ability to close. They've closed in the past, too. But at least you have options. But I'm with you. You need someone
that's
going to
be... I said that about Liriano, too. And look how that worked out.
Fantastic. All right. So we'll continue to move on. We've got two in the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show.